You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello there, and thank you for joining us. Yes, yes, please stay seated. Hello and welcome to another edition of Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au. There you will find information on your rights, and if not, fill out our advocacy inquiry form, which you will also find on our website. And we, us, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, is having a picnic on Sunday the 16th of Feb from midday at the Rotunda in Edinburgh Gardens, North Fitzroy. So if you're a job seeker or DSP, come and meet others that are in a similar position. Also come and meet members of the union and talk about any problems you may have. Food will be provided. So get along to that one. We'll be mentioning this one again next week.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, well, to continue on from October last year, you may remember I covered the service guarantee and signing your job plan. Today, let's look at job search requirements. Now, under the Job Active system, most unemployed workers are required to look for 20 jobs per month. However, there are many circumstances that may affect your job search requirements. Providers may reduce the number of job searches as a result of a job seeker's physical, intellectual, or psychiatric impairment, treatment for drug and alcohol dependency, family and caring responsibilities, accommodation situation, for instance, homelessness, educational skill level, current employment status, whether you're working part-time or getting a bit of casual work, domestic violence or relationship breakdown, level of English language skills, for instance, if they're attending an adult migrant English program, and cultural factors. Too many appointments. Ideally, you only need one job provider appointment per month. Any more than that is just a waste of time, really. But they can get you in each and every week. On the good side, though, they do need a good reason for getting you in that often. If you feel the number of appointments are excessive, don't put up with it. Make a formal complaint, and as I always say, make sure you CC a copy to your job provider, the head office, and a local MP. And that shows that you're not going to take this abuse lying down.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Next one, how much notice before an appointment or activity? Okay, let's take a look at that. Your job agent must give you reasonable notice ahead of an appointment or activity. How reasonable notice is defined depends on the method of contact. If your provider contacts you by phone, face-to-face, or hands you a letter to organise an appointment or activity, you must be given 3 calendar days' notice. And if they contact you by phone, incidentally, they must speak directly to you. If you are contacted by email, you must be given at least 2 business days' notice. And if they contact you by mail, they must give you 6 days' notice. It says nothing about carrier pigeon. But anyway, but just be careful of the wording here. If they contact you by phone or face-to-face, it says 3 calendar days. And if they contact you by email, that's business days. Now, don't forget, calendar days and business days are different. Calendar days can include the weekend. Business days, that's only from Monday to Friday. So just be a little bit wary of that one. All right, consent for release of personal information. We've spoken about this one many times before. If your job provider suddenly presents you with a consent for release of personal information form and asks if you would like to sign it, simple answer is no. And you do not need to justify your decision. Sometimes they might put up an argument, they'll say this and they say that. They'll ask, oh, why don't you want to sign? You don't need to tell them that. That's your decision. If you don't want to sign it, that's it. That has nothing to do with them. Do I have to hand over my pay slips, if asked? This subject's come up quite often too. Well, of course not. And regardless of whether you got the job through your job provider or you got the job yourself, you don't need to hand over your pay slips. The only people you need to declare your earnings to is Centrelink. So the short answer to that is also no. If your job provider really needs to know about your earnings, they can get that information from Centrelink. Okay, now, job searches and the pause. I was reading about a guy on Facebook who had his payments suspended by his job provider, APM. It's always APM, of course. Because he did not enter his job search efforts during the pause. Well, I don't know the full details. I can only go by the comments that I read. But I'm beginning to see some confusion here. Because the text messages were not very specific, perhaps some people thought that included their job search effort as well. Trouble is, the pause extended barely over a fortnight, whereas your job search efforts are once a month. So you still need to put in your job search effort. If you didn't do that because the workforce site was shut down, then that is hardly your fault. So, yeah, I just hope there's not too many people that got confused by that. I know another guy, his month started a week before the pause and he had a week after the pause. So he had no excuse at all for not putting in his job search efforts. So there you go. Okay, thanks very much for joining me on Breadline here. Don't forget, I'll be back here again next week where I'll be joined with the lovely Jessica and Caitlin as well. So that should be a fun night. All right, so coming up next is the Our Tree and Voice show here on 3CR Community Radio. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.